Blue Jays winter tour obviously is pretty cool for you, especially as a Canadian, to get going around. Mm-hmm. But this is the first step, and this is the working with the kids, and this is what everybody really seems to love.
Yeah, this is where it begins. I mean, at a young age, this is everything you dream of, being able to get instruction from Major League Baseball players and stuff like that. And just to have the opportunity to be here with these kids and stuff like that, it's obviously a plus, because I know I was one of them. And, you know, it's good to give back. I like giving back and putting a smile on, you know, kids' face. And it's big for these kids. They'll remember this for the rest of their lives. And I remember when I was young and I did this sort of thing, when I was real young, actually, I remember doing this, and I still remember to this day, and something that I'll just remember for the rest of my life.
Now, was it for you, was it with pros too, is this kind of environment? I mean, obviously not a big league ballpark, but...
No, not a big league ballpark, but just like... I mean, I was always around baseball, so I kind of always – I met some guys here and there that kind of got, you know, big. I knew Russ and stuff like that at a young age, and as I grew up, Russ, and you get put in touch with these guys, and obviously Greg Hamilton's been a big plus. He's put me in touch with a lot of good people, and he's helped me a lot too. He's a big reason, I think, where I am today.
Yeah, he's kind of the unsung hero of baseball in this country.
Yeah, I know. He's real persona non grata. He's that guy. He's a pro's pro. He's that guy, and he's a – great family friend, dear friend of mine, and you know, I'm forever thankful for him and what he's done and for me and my family. So
is it cool for you to have guys like Adam Stern and Paul Quantrill hanging out here?
Well, those are all guys. I went to the Olympics with all those guys, and I played on the national team with all those guys. So, and yeah, and Paul Quantrill and stuff like that. It's good to see all the boys again, because I don't get to see these guys that often. So when I do, it's obviously pretty cool.
And then you get to go out and you spread the word of the Blue Jay around around this country. And Ottawa is your first stop, which is pretty nice right there.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Ottawa before, so I'm excited to go to a couple places I've never been and have some fun.
Casey Janssen said he would not be skating on the Rideau Canal. I don't think it's frozen enough to skate on yet, but would you strap him on?
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to test it first, because I don't want to go down at all. But no, it's going to be a good trip, and I'm excited.
The Jays ran these caravans in like the 70s and 80s. And when you were growing up, obviously they weren't heading out to BC all the time to see you. Do you think this adds something for this team to go across the country?
Yeah, I think it's good. We're Canada's team. So anything we can give back to the fans that don't get an opportunity to come to Toronto and see us play, I think is obviously a plus. Anything we can do to give back to the community, because they support us. And, you know, anything we can do to give back. And, you know, I think this is a great way to do it. And, you know, I'm excited to be here. And I think we're going to do a good job of it.
The changes the Jays have made this year have almost been exclusively on the bullpen. You bring in Sergio Santos, who the Jays faced at the end of last year, but you were out with the finger, so you didn't get to hang in against that slider. And they also bring in a lefty reliever who's twice your age. That's got to be something.
Yeah, no, it's we're gonna have we're gonna have a good clubhouse. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun, and you know, I'm excited. I think the moves that we made this offseason have been pluses for us, and I think it's gonna be that. I think that's that factor that we need. I think we needed some bullpen guys, and I think that's the kickoff for us, and I think we're going to have a good year.
Did you get to know Jason Fraser at all in the 3 weeks that he was here and you were here?
A little bit. I mean, it's different, because he's a bullpen guy, so he's always in the bullpen. He's not in the dugout or anything like that. So, no, I'm glad that he's back. He's going to be a big plus for us, and I'm glad that he's back.
And the other big plus is maybe having you here for a full year, having Colby Rasmus and Kelly Johnson here for a full year.
Yeah, I mean, anything we can do to better each other and better the team, it's going to be great, and I'm just excited to go play for those guys and go have some fun.
And the last thing I got for you is left field, because you played with both of them. You played with Travis Snyder in AAA, Eric Thames here. Those are the two guys that are going to be in the battle for that position. How do you see them going at it in spring training?
Yeah, it's going to be a battle for sure. They're both competitors, and they've both been, you know, to the show. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I wish I could say, but I'm just excited to go there and compete with those guys, and whoever's, you know, on the top pedestal at the end of the day, and we're all going to go to war. And if that switches during the year, maybe it will, maybe it won't, I don't know. But, you know, we're just all going to go out and compete.